3 hours of sleep, and she said that the look on my face was one of these. I can't translate it on the radio. I have to show it to you. And it was like me going, startled, kind of gasping for air, confused, waking up on the couch.
A newborn.
yeah, a little newbornish, and waking up on the couch where Carla apparently left me. And she had gotten the same amount of sleep and was out till the same wee hour. And, you know, God love her, if she hadn't awakened at that hour, she slept through her alarm, which I think was set for 5:30, and slept through an hour. And 6:30, you know, we had time to get our act together, but I hadn't even packed. Wow. So I really didn't prepare for this trip. So the entire trip down to New Orleans and most of that day was just a lost day.
The timeline on this is that...
Had a 9 o'clock flight, 9 a.m. flight.
You started partying on Friday night.
Big time.
Okay, all right, I got you. Thus, by the time you're going to New Orleans...
There were two party
that's
days.
That's where you had the 3 hours of sleep.
There were two party days on the New Orleans weekend. There was Friday night, which completely just destroyed Saturday.
But you were not you were in Virginia.
I was in Virginia.
So it was not a New Orleans
night. Got a little... the recovery took place soon enough to arrive. And you'll know the condition I was in. I slept from the time the plane lifted off until the time we landed. And you know how easy that is to do for me. I can't do that.
Mike's a phobic flyer. So
I was out the whole, and that was what saved me. It was about 2.5 hours of blissful sleep on the plane, but then...
good restful drunk sleep.
It was restful drunk sleep, when we landed...
RDS.
It was during the day, and I got a chance to enjoy the sights and sounds of New Orleans, and then, turned in early, and that was followed by Sunday, which was the true wonderful day. And I spoke to you well before my intense New Orleans party day had started, with the city just, a joyous place to be after the Saints' victory. It was really a great place to be.
RDS, not to be confused with RLS. Excuse me for one second, Mike.
Yes.
For a brief tangent. If this is not the biggest come on, have you seen these ads yet?
No.
With the people going, I don't know what it is. I sit down and my legs my legs don't feel quite right.
Okay.
I tap
it's
my...
It's RLS.
What did I say?
Restless legs. Say RDS?
RDS is what you had.
Which is...
What's that?
I don't
restful
know.
Drunk sleep.
Yes. RLS. And that made me think
it's
of...
It's restless leg syndrome.
Which is just the biggest bunch of hooey. Stop and think about it for a second. Who doesn't lay in bed at some point and go, my leg is a little uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Now you need a pill for this? Now you have restless leg syndrome?
Some people kick a lot.
Yeah, Carla has it.
Yeah. To go back in time, think, what did the pioneers do? How the frig did we do anything
they
in this country?
Are you questioning whether it is a legitimate affliction?
I'm not... Yes, and also the fact that now they're hawking pills for it. Like
I forgot what she says it does. But
this is Viagra.
She says it's... I forgot exactly what the symptoms are, but I can find out for you.
Your leg is restless.
No, it's something where you
hold on, John,
you kick it out.
Do you suffer?
Yes, I do. Call it twitchy leg syndrome myself.
Ah. You don't take pills for it, do you, big pussy?
Of course not.
Okay, good.
Is it twitchy leg like the whole leg moves, or is it just muscles in the leg move?
It's kind of like they describe it on the commercial. You just kind of feel like your leg's a little bit jumpy.
But hold on, hasn't everybody, this is my point, hasn't everybody felt that? And you could use the same argument with all the commercials for anxiety, and depression and everything else. But this is just going to an absolute new level now.
Didn't Mrs. Costanza have what they called the Jimmy legs on Seinfeld? Isn't that the same thing?
Jimmy legs.
I could be mistaken, but someone had the Jimmy legs.
Well, Buzz, you've probably done an ad for it.
And no, right. I haven't, actually. But right. It's a lot
Started
of people.
What?
Couples have trouble with this because one partner will kick the other throughout the night. And obviously
what happens if a partner kicks the person during the day?
That's a different problem.
Here's the thing. Isn't that something that's been throughout history?
Sure.
That the man kicks during the sleep.
But we don't have bundling boards.
Oops, I'm sorry.
We don't have bundling boards the way the pioneers did.
Yeah, bungling. Is it bungling boards?
Bundling.
Bundling boards.
Yes. Hey, those made a lot of sense, my friend.
I have a king-size bed, but sleep in the very last spot, the last quiet. Are you applauding my king-size bed?
I am.
I've got a tiny little good for you.
Good for you. I am going to give you my prognosis, my medical experience says restless leg syndrome. You need these pills now.
Yes, and we will charge you a fortune for them.
You say your foot feels like ginger ale?
That's
here.
It. That's what she says.
Uh-huh. Take these pills.
That's one of her things. Her feet feel like ginger ale, but she has never taken any medication for it.
Right.
But you know what? When it comes on TV, she says, I've got that.
Yeah.
And I bet a lot of people do. So now they can just talk them into buying drugs.
They've already done it, Mike.
They've already done it?
RLS. I mean, it's there.
There's a foundation for it.
It's
the restless leg syndrome foundation.
I experienced a lot of RDS over the weekend.
Yes.
Restful drunken sleep. But I wasn't so out of it that I didn't enjoy that game on Saturday night.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Hey, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you, when I was pregnant, I had really bad restless leg syndrome. And all you have to do is get up and, like, walk around a little bit. You don't need to take no pills.
Right. Thank you, honey.
You don't have to take no pills and whatnot.
Take no pills. Don and Mike show. Click, 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 click. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah. Howdy.
I have that twitchy leg thing every day. And my doctor told me it's because I work my meat too much.
All right,
man's a butcher.
Good, obviously. Hang up. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy. What, Rob?
There's a pill for that now?
Hello.
Yeah, there's different forms of RLS. I mean, there's like minor forms and there's severe forms. But if it affects you to the point where you can't sleep and your legs are just constantly twitching.
Please. You know what? Then cut your legs off, for goodness
sake.
That's
right.
Please.
That's what the pioneers did.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my leg is got ginger ale feel. Give me a pill.
1 in 10 Americans have it, Don.
Don and Mike show, please.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hey, Buzz. Hey, Rob.
1 in 10 Americans got an itchy butt, too. Uh-huh. But you don't see a pill for that. You know what the answer
is? Hey, what are you
going to
be doing next, Mr. Sensitive? Are you going to say people with cancer are making it up? Huh? Is that what it's going to be? Huh? People with an aneurysm fall downstairs, they're making it up? Is that what it is?
Well, Mike?
Yes, I know. The theory long held by you. Everybody's faking it.
No, listen, of course.
The only way that they prove that they're not faking it,
is
of
when
course,
they check out.
Is when they're underground.
Right. Yes.
That's
and,
it.
And then, do they get the last laugh then, huh? Hey, you laughed about my restless leg syndrome. Look at me now.
I'm the epitaph. I told you so.
Hello, that's Mike. It. No, of course. There is a space between dreaded diseases and made up stuff like, you know what restless leg syndrome is?
What is it?
It's like Sweetest Day. It
only
really
without
is.
The cards.
Sweetest Day is
what
a,
is Sweetest Day?
Sweetest
oh,
Day.
Oh, Sweetheart's Day.
Yeah, yes. Thank you.
Is it Sweetest Day or Sweetheart's Day?
I've heard both. Sweetheart's Day, Sweetest Day.
It's Sweetheart's Day. Doesn't that fall between Valentine's Day and like Memorial Day?
Yes, it's right. A made up.
Right. Just
it's
completely
a made up
made
holiday.
Up. Yeah.
Just like Grandparents' Day.
Exactly. Right.
And those are made by Hallmark. RLS was made by the drug equivalent of
Pfizer.
Hallmark.
Didn't Hallmark make Mother's Pfizer. Day, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, they're all, I guess you get down to it, they're all made up.
They made up Christmas, it. Too.
That's hello. What I heard.
Don and Mike show. Well, the way we do it now, they did, for
pagans.
Goodness sakes.
Pagans.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, the pagans.
Hey, guys, good afternoon.
Hi.
Jimmy Lake syndrome is from the Lucy show. When she's wiggling his legs while he's sitting in the wheelchair.
From the Lucy show.
No, that's Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. That's when Michael Caine comes over and hits Steve Martin with the stick.
Yeah, what's that have to do with Lucy?
No. The I Love Lucy show when with Ricky Ricardo when the guy's sitting, Ricky's playing an old man and she's jimmying his leg, wiggling his legs to keep the circulation going.
Is that when she wiggles his legs and he starts eating the bonbons?
I don't recall.
He says, between the toes, Lucy.
And then he jumps out of the wheelchair and he starts to make wine.
Isn't that the episode where Ricky becomes aroused?
No, yeah, right. That's and then Fred comes over and takes Lucy in the bad place.
Yeah, while he's wearing a pillow.
They rape the ass out of Mrs. Trumbull.
Good day.
Bye-bye. It's in the box set. It's in the Lucy box set.
I got it.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, hello, Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Howdy.
Hey, Rob A., regarding the Jimmy Legs reference, that was Kramer's girlfriend.
That's what it was.
All right.
Jimmy Legs.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Hello, one more here. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
RLS is real, Don. I have it.
RLS is made
this
up.
This is a serious caller
real
here.
Real Don. You don't even know. You wouldn't know unless you had it.
Yeah, hello, I think I've got it. I think it's called either a cramp or you get to bed and you go, oh, my leg feels a little...
This guy sounds like a long-time
really,
sufferer.
I'm would never take that medicine, but I really do think I have it. I mean, like,
well, then I urge you to get a big knife, my friend. Cut off both those legs immediately.
That's I urge you to learn a joke, jerk.
You urge me to run a joke?
No, learn a joke instead of sitting there and talking about nothing every day.
Learn a joke, like
what is
what?
The hostility?
Learn a joke.
Are you really an RLS sufferer?
What is learn one, Fatso.
He got angry and then he hung up. Jesus.
Learn a joke. How many horrors does it take to give birth to a retard? One.
You know, I always tell you when you make fun when you make fun of the afflicted.
Oh, that guy didn't have RLS. It was really lame syndrome. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Really loopy syndrome. Real loser syndrome. Hello.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they cut your legs off, wouldn't it be restless stump syndrome?
Right, RS. Right.
Yeah, you know what? You'd still have the restless leg syndrome. You just wouldn't. It wouldn't be there.
What's you just have thumping? To keep, just have to keep cutting away.
Cutting away.
Cutting away until you.
Until you're just like a torso.
Just like one of those stress squeeze things.
Yes.
You know, like the little guy where his face goes all nuts.
You're all face.
Face. Everything a face. Okay, well, I sidetracked everything with RLS there. So it's Sunday morning.
Yes.
And I get a call from Mike.
Right.
Now, you sure did sound like you were either at the beginning or the end of what happened.
Nope.
Here's the conversation.
No, I was just happy. I just come from Café Du Monde, and I'd had, you know, the beignets, and I'd had my hot cocoa because I don't drink coffee, and it was enjoying the beignets, and then stumbled upon. I actually was looking for this for you a good part of Saturday, but stumbled into the right place that had them, and I told you I was going to pick you up a Reggie Bush jersey, and I even though I was calling him Reggie Brown, I'm not sure
that
why
was,
that was. That's
that
what the clue you ended up.
Yeah.
Well, no, what it was here's, Saturday night I had restless leg syndrome, and it was very, very difficult for
me. Rob, would you please get me a joke, just so I have one handy?
That's a joke.
The next time someone calls and says, hey, tell a joke,
I like
make sure that I have a joke ready.
A good teacher.
So Mike calls, I pick up the phone, hello, and I get the Major Bill voice. He goes, hello, Dodd.
It was him, but it was more upbeat, Major Bill. Hey, man, how you doing?
Yeah, it was like,
that's what it was. Hey, what'd you, because it was really a beautiful day. Temperatures in the 70s.
And I said, good morning. And he said, I'm at the coffee place. And he said, I'm going to find you cotton picket shirt, a Reggie Brown. Now, who do you want?
I said, Drew Brees or Reggie Brown?
Drew Brees or Reggie Brown. I said, because there is a guy named Reggie Brown who plays for Philadelphia.
Yeah, okay, I didn't know that.
I said, no, I guess Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Don't you like Reggie Brown?
I was going to get you Deuce McAllister, but they were out. They were out. He was a hero.
Sure.
He was a hero on Sunday.
So I said to Mike, do you mean Reggie Bush? Yeah. Yes, Reggie Bush. I'm looking at it right now, Don. It's
so I gave you the choice between Drew Brees and Reggie Bush.
But you kept referring to him
as Reggie Brown.
Reggie Brown.
Like five times, didn't I?
Even at the end of the conversation, you said, all right, well, you have a good day.
And look for that Reggie Brown jersey coming your way. I don't know why that happened, but I just kept doing it and doing it and doing it. It might have been a reaction from Friday. You know, I still might have been recovering from Friday. But look what I got. There it is for you.
Got me a Reggie Brown shirt.
And I got you another thing in there, too, that's just a little something. You know, that's what you do in New Orleans, right?
Sure.
You throw the little something that's worthless in with the something that's worthwhile.
A lanyap, a little something extra.
Yeah, I got a lanyap in there for you, too.
Yeah, look at that.
There it is.
Sweet Reggie.
That's your Reggie Brown jersey right there.
It would be sacrilegious to wear this today because I'm wearing all this Packers crap.
I know, but I figured
tomorrow, Mike.
Your jerseys. And then look in the bag. Look in the bag. There's another little New Orleans trinket, a lanyap in there.
I love jumping on a bandwagon.
And that'll go with your outfit today. Oh, give me mine. Give me mine.
Oh, here you go.
Yeah.
Red Sox beads and Packers beads.
Yeah, yeah, oh, got the Red Sox beads there.
Hey, you done good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad you like it.
Hey, you're a buddy.
That's a hell of a lanyap.
You're a buddy.
Isn't that a nice lanyap, the Packer thing?
Yeah.
Because as you know, I have been on the Saints bandwagon forever.
All right, I wrote that down because I want to talk to
forever,
you.
Forever, Saints, forever. One-footed guy.
I want to talk to you about
goal
that.
Ever.
I want to talk to you about that because I really didn't break down. I was tempted all day on Saturday to buy the jersey for myself and wear it, and I didn't do that because I wanted to be a Fairweather fan, but I didn't want to be that kind of Fairweather fan because that town, it was just so much fun. You know I love the city of Philadelphia. Nobody loves that city more than I do.
I think maybe they do.
But no, I just got so caught up with it. You can't, they are so cool, the fans down there. And you know, I mean, talk about people that really just deserve it, you know, the people that are down there. And it was really great to be in that town with that game and everybody just going out of their minds. And then, of course, you know, on Sunday, rooting for Seattle equally hard to see if they get the NFC Championship game to come back, and they didn't get that. But what the hell? They're still going. And it's exciting. It really. But I never bought a jersey for myself because, you know what? I'm not a jersey wearer. You wear jerseys all the time.
Love to. Thank you for the Reggie Bush jersey.
It's bought myself a nice little subtle New Orleans Saints T-shirt, and I figured that sufficed for the big celebration. Really enjoyed it.
You could be in Jersey Boys.
That what? He was just throwing it. Russ, Rob has lots of jokes.
He's out of his mind happy today.
He said I could be in Jersey Boys.
You know, on Broadway.
Because I have so many jerseys.
Oh, Jersey Boys. I get it.
That doesn't count as the joke, the emergency
That's not
joke.
The
no.
Emergency joke.
The emergency joke.
Okay, because I want to have a joke. Well, Mike, thank you. That was a wonderful gift. Thank you for thanking me.
My pleasure.
I'm, as I mentioned, a bandwagon guy. Let's go, Saints.
Yeah, go, Saints. Go to the Super Bowl. Come on, Saints.
So I understand that you partied before you went there.
Yeah, that didn't count, though. That was just your run-of-the-mill Friday night.
What stuff. About when you were actually in the city that hope for God that smells like a urinal cake?
It started out at the Quarter Two Sisters. You know that restaurant?
I know it well, yes.
Buzz knows that place. You've been there, Don. We've been there together. We went there with
Really? Us. Have I?
We went there with Sam Ben Ruby one night.
I don't remember, Mike, but
it was the Sambuca night when we were there.
That's why I don't remember it.
That's why you don't remember it. But started out there, hooked up with a couple of friends of Carla's, and went down, I think it's called St.
Yeah,
Charles.
Yeah, hooked up.
St. Charles Place.
Sure, hooked up, that means doing it.
And we ended up heading down St. Charles Place, mm-hmm. you know, through this amazing area of New Orleans that I'd never even seen, and went into another town. But by the time we get to this this suburb of New Orleans, I didn't even really know where I was.
How many times were you robbed?
None. Zero.
Good, see?
I was asked for money four times, well, including different. One time that I was asked by yesterday. And I did, like, the classic suburban, what school do you go to thing, where I had all my gambling money in my wallet.
Uh-huh. Gambling?
And I reach in, and I reach out to give this guy, like, $3, uh-huh. and I got all my cash for the trip. And it was the stupidest way.
Pull out a big wad of money.
It was the textbook example of how not. I mean, if the guy had, you know, really been desperate, he could have, like, tackled me and grabbed the wallet. But I, you know, I took out, like almost like your grandmother would take out a little dollar at the, you know, the ladies that have the change purses at the grocery store? That's literally what I was doing because I was so out of it. And I'm like, oh, here you go. 1, 2, 3. But, no, a couple of times. There are a lot of people that are down there, like any city. You've got, like, what we have out here in Rockville, too. We have people that come up to you. Hey, buddy, could you give me a couple of bucks to get something to eat? So I gave him a couple of bucks to get something to eat.
Right.
But it was really, the city was on the way back. I mean, I didn't, obviously, because I'm in the touristy area, the French Quarter didn't get whacked by Katrina like other areas did. But I'd say the city's well on its way. I mean, you look at the Superdome, and I remember the pictures of the Superdome right after the tragedy, and you look at it and you go, my God, they did do some amazing things to make it back. I hope that they can turn around the rest of the city and the areas that got completely decimated. And you hear a lot of stories about that they're really not making the kind of progress they should be down there. But as far as, you know, where the money is, as far as people coming in and generating money for the area with tourism and all that, I would tell people, man, go knock yourselves out. Have a great time. I didn't detect any discernible change from those little tourist areas. It was really still, yeah, you know, a couple of places on Canal Street, and in other areas of the quarter that are still closed, a lot of places that are kind of renovating and remodeling. But really, you can go down there and have just as much of a good time as any other time. I just couldn't talk Sunday night. I couldn't talk Carla into going to world-famous Love Axe.
Oh, I couldn't. That's yes. too bad.
You have to remember that sign.
You know
it's
why?
It's a big lake neon sign. It's been there for 50 years.
Yes.
Not to go down a dark road, if you'll pardon the pun.
Yes.
Haven't you been there with other ladies in your life?
Not to that place. I've been there by myself.
Where did you go with Laura one time when you went to New Orleans? Didn't you go to a sex? God, were there people having sex inside?
Or simulating it?
No, you I guys... don't think so. I blocked all that out. I'd rather not talk about it. I've completely blocked that up. And
you didn't bring up the L word.
I did.
Sorry.
Please, man, what are you doing to me? Well, yeah, here I am telling a perfectly good story about my current life, and you're bringing back horrible memories for me. Why are you doing that to me? I mean, you know, here I am talking about today, current New Orleans, and you know, you want to just destroy me by bringing up these horrible, painful memories, you know, that I just want to, you know, forget completely. I really do.
Okay.
No, the only other time
we'll hit the easy button. We'll erase the segment.
The easy button.
Sorry that I brought it up.
Yeah. Well, no, it was. You know,
I do remember you going to. Independent of it, who was
actually
with
might have been my first wife.
Ah.
No, I don't think so.
I think it might have been my first wife, Rob. I really do. Okay.
It could have been Billy.
Yeah, I think so. I truly do. I have no. I don't. You know what? It's such a fun city. Who knows? But it was great. I had a really good time. I really, really had a fabulous time. And I didn't get murdered, which, you know, you said I was going to get murdered, and I didn't get murdered.
No,
so
I just said
it didn't happen.
They had a string of murders, and good for you that you made it in and out alive.
I just remember what happened, though.
What?
Where I ended up, and I didn't even jot this down from my weekend.
Where?
I was sitting in a gay bar.
Hey!
Shock.
Carla said, let's go to the
That's
gay bar.
That's right.
I love to dance at gay bars, and I ended up sitting at the bar
homo
for a very interesting 10 minutes, and, you know, the gay people have returned to New Orleans.
I was thinking that I have a feeling she may be a lesbian.
So you were at a gay bar, and your girlfriend was dancing with lesbians?
There weren't any lesbians there.
So she was dancing with gay men.
There wasn't a lesbian that I could see.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
For miles and miles around, all I know is I sat at the bar. I don't think I think I did order a drink, and the bartender didn't have a shirt on.
Hey, now.
Yep.
Hey.
And it was one of those. It was one of the last places on Sunday night that we stopped, and I was just sitting there, and she ventured off and came back about 5 minutes later. I said, "Did you dance?" She said, "No, it was too crowded." So she came walking, but I had a good 5 minutes by myself at the gay bar. And you know what you think? You think, "Hey, this is a gay bar. You know." Is someone going to come up to me? But, you know, now
no one did.
Men, women, it doesn't matter. No one bothered.
I'm sorry.
No one came up to me, and we were there. Because you know how the quarter works.
What time were you there? Was it late?
Yes. Yeah, so, like probably last stop.
So you could have been some guys, you know how when a two turns into a ten when it actually turns 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. It was awfully, you know, crowded and right at the peak time. It could have been late, but I'm not sure because the day started early, so that, you know, the time was not all that late. For us, it was late. It was late in the day for me.
So some gay gigolo hadn't just been sizing up his options and towards the end of the evening say, you know what?
Not a chance.
Look at that one in the Red Sox jersey. He's kind of pugnacious looking.
I was talking to
Look at him. He's been sitting there all night. He's with a woman, but look at him.
I was talking to the bartender.
Look at the ath on him.
I wish. But there were two bar stools on my right, two bar stools on my left.
Stools.
And I even went to the bathroom.
Wow. At the bar?
At the gay bar. Nothing was going on
at the bar.
I went to the bathroom in my pants at the bar. No, I walked in.
You went into a bathroom.
Now I know why I forgot that, because it was like the wee hours of the morning. But I went into the bathroom. I had to go. I had to go. And Carlo had ventured out to the dance floor.
Number one or number two?
Oh, number two. No. No, number one. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? But if I'd had to. I would have.
Oh, my God.
It was, but I completely forgot that until just now. And I realized that was one of the last things we did. That was one of the last things that we did in New Orleans was with our night out. And because the people that we had been hanging out with, and I don't remember
these
their
names. People that you just met down there?
No, Carla's.
Her
in
friend.
Carla's business.
Right.
She knows this lady and her husband, and we had a nice brunch. And then the brunch turned into going out to this other area, and nothing much was happening. Went to a sports bar to watch the end of the Patriots game and had a guy come up and start talking to me. Mm. And he knew the show from Lafayette. I guess we're not on in Lafayette anymore.
Right.
It's a shock.
And he
has his voice. He apparently had been at the Saints game the night before. And he wanted to say, I loved you guys. I wish you were still on here.
He was in the gay bar?
No, this was at a sports bar. I'm jumping around a little bit here, so bear with me.
Did you say, is it a sports gay bar?
No, this was a sports bar.
Hey, sports bar.
Big long tables, and I could not tell you the name of it or where it was.
Can I tell you, I'm going to interrupt you for a second.
Yes.
My leg feels like ginger ale.
You have restless leg syndrome?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
We have to break, Mike. No, my leg is fine.
I have a lot more to tell you about New Orleans, including a list of the food that I ate.
Oh, good.
Okay, now
I'm not.
Now we're talking.
Because of the conditions that I was in on several times, I will not be able to take you through meal by meal. but I've done a reasonably good idea of listing everything that I ate, including the New Orleans, you know, with the New Orleans food
right.
that I ate. If you want, I'll put everything I ate down there.
Well, I think we all like hearing what you had to eat over a holiday weekend.
You should have seen what I ate at the gay bar. Oh. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course.
So you say.
The city that care forgot.
That's right.
You know, the way it works in that quarter is you walk down this street and you get to the final, like, quadrant of it, and that's where it was, like, at the end of the line.
Is that where it turns,
on the trolley is where the gay.
Is that where it turns gay?
I believe so, yeah. Mm-hmm. I believe so. I think it might even be Bourbon Street. Where you walk far enough on Bourbon Street and you're in the gay section.
Brown.
And I mean, bam, you go across the street and pow, there it is. And Carla said, "Oh, come on, let's go in." I said, and I, you know, I was putty at that point. I said, "Well, what am I saying? I was the one that dragged Carla in there." I said, "Let's go in. Let's
Carla, go. I'm going to the bathroom. Attention, gay men."
Now I don't know what it was, but Carla said, "I said I was in the bathroom for a minute and a half, but I just went to, you know, number one." She said I was in there for 2.5 hours.
Ah.
So I don't know what happened.
Came out with the cranberry juice.
I don't know, but I just felt wonderful the next day.
Who's got it right?
Butt bleeding.
I felt lighter. Truly.
What is this? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike, you were either at Oz or the pub.
What, the gay bar?
Yes.
I don't know. Don't remember. Names are real. Forget that.
Were the dancers on the bar?
What? I don't remember. I was really, you know, I was kind of, you know how I was when I paid that bet off? Body language, even though I was a little,
street,
body language was kind of head down, kind of looking up like this.
Okay.
But it was open air. What?
You weren't passed out on the sidewalk, were you?
No. Thank you. Thanks, bye-bye. Chuckles.
Bye-bye. Come on, Mike. We're all laughing at the thought of you drunk in a gay bar.
I know that was
just sitting at the bar by yourself.
Like they all are. They're
giving off the vibe like, hey, I saw Brokeback Mountain. Mm-hmm. Won't somebody hit on me so at least I can be hit on?
I have one of those oversized cowboy hats on.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.